It's time for U-High Cub Basketball. U-High Cub Basketball is presented by South Point Volkswagen. Visit their showroom off Airline Highway or online at southpointvw.com. Now, to bring you tonight's action, Jordy Collada and Ari Fisher.
Of the campus of McNeese State University for Class 3A State Championship Basketball down here in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Good evening, everyone. Jordy Collada joined alongside my broadcast partner all season long, Ari Fisher. For the last 3 years, we've been on the call for University High Basketball each of the three seasons. We've ended up here in the state finals where the Cubs look to make history today. University High, for the first time in program history, is looking for their third straight championship. Coach Ari Fisher was able to bag two state championships in 3 years with Glenn Davis and Garrett Temple. Today, Coach Joe Spencer lines up with seniors Wade Sims, Jalen Johnson, and crew. Coach, looking for their third ring in a row.
Yeah, they have some experience. That should help them today. Also, the fact that Wasserman took down the number one seed, which was shocking to me, in a very close game, a tough game. Some lucky shots were made. So we're going to see if they can bring that intensity again, or they might be a little flat. So we'll see.
Wasserman comes in here as the fourth seed in Class 3A, where the University High Cubs are the second seed. Wasserman 35-8 overall, where the Cubs are 30-4. As Coach Fisher told you, Wasserman surprised a lot of people down here in Lake Charles earlier this week with a last-second win over Peabody. The Wildcats were able to fire off a half quarter by C.J. Jones right at the end to get the 60-57 win and move Wasserman into the state finals. The Cubs in their all-white, Wasserman in all-purple today with trim in gold. Starting for the Cubs, Wade Sims, Jalen Johnson, John Jones, Robert Gardner, and Marshall Graves. State championship action, we're underway. The ball is controlled by Wasserman off the tap. Just off there, Marshall Graves takes it away, so a turnover early on for the Cubs. Jones turns it right back over as he tried to fire a missile pass down low to Wade Sims, but had it picked off there by Ladarius Thomas, the big fella for Wasserman. Here comes the Wildcats, led by Anthony Caesar at point guard. Caesar is a 5'8" senior as he dropped it off to Casey Jones Jr., who went up as we have our first foul of the night, and it'll be called on Robert Gardner. That's his first, team's first on the Cubs, where Jones will be going to the free throw line trying to shoot two. Coach Jones is Casey Jones' son, who's the head coach for Wasserman and the scoring leader for the Wildcats.
Averages over 23 points a game. He is the only player to average in double figures for them. Takes a lot of shots. The other night he made one from half court, but he also made a bank shot from about 30 feet to tie it at 54. Not many people remember that, but they do remember the half court shot.
Made one, missed one to start the game here, so our count 1-0, Wasserman leading early on. Here's University High in a half court set. Jalen Johnson at the top of the key, fires it far side to Graves. Back near side to Jones. At the free throw line, Wade Sims sets up for one, too strong at the back iron. Jalen Johnson with the offensive rebound and put back, and the Cubs on the board. 2-1, University High leading. Inside pass that time from Wasserman. Caesar wanted to hit Thomas cutting, but had it bounce off of its shin. So it'll be a turnover on Wasserman. Here comes the Cubs and Graves walking it up.
We got Ladarius Thomas on Sims, trying to body him a little bit. Did a pretty good job that first possession.
Man-to-man here. They get it under to Sims at the block. Backside, Robert Gardner cutting. Sims did an excellent job to fire off a pass off the opposite block to hit Gardner on the backside. Gardner wasn't able to convert the layup, but he was fouled in the process. He'll shoot two.
That looked like that was planned. Sims looked straight over. Gardner cut, something we hadn't seen so far. So obviously they worked on it.
Zach Smith called for the foul on Wasserman. Team's first, Smith's first. Gardner hits his first free throw and knocks down the second.
That's big. He's only a 55% free throw shooter.
4-1, our score here, University High up. Here comes Caesar and Wasserman. Up top, Thomas, near side. Here to C.J. Jones, back to Caesar at the top of the key. Three-pointer in the air, no good. Sims skies for the board and drops it off to Graves. Here comes University High. Gardner, near side, back up top to Graves. He wants to set the offense up. Caesar defensively, man-to-man on Graves, guarding the ball. Backside lob, and Graves to Sims throws it down as Sims goes way up off the Graves pass for the alley-oop and puts the Cubs up 6-1.
Yeah, got away with a little push there before he threw the alley-oop, but that was a nice pass, blind pass.
Here we go on the other end, Wasman. C.J. Jones that time dipped in under the double team of Jalen Johnson and Wade Sims to rattle it in. 6-3 our score here, Cubs up.
Ball went a triple head fake.
Ball went into the corner.
Yeah.
That time they were looking for Jones cutting in to the corner of the perimeter. Ball was tipped, but Jones touched it last. It'll be Wasman basketball. 5:48 remaining in the first. Class 3A state championship here on this Saturday afternoon. Down in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Jordy Collada, Ari Fisher, Ryan Kennedy back in the studio. C.J. Jones tripped there in the backcourt. Jalen Johnson fell on top of him and tied the ball up. It's a jump ball with a possession arrow in the direction of the Cubs.
Jalen Johnson has played with such urgency and such intensity ever since the beginning of district, as if he's on a mission.
Caesar called for the hand check at the division line as he's waiting on Graves at half court. Second foul for Wasman here early on. It's Caesar's first. Anthony Caesar is a senior guard for Coach Jones and Wasman. Here comes John Jones III. They'll switch it up and put him at the point guard spot. Jones is checked by C.J. Jones. Inside, high-low from Sims to Johnson. Had it knocked away by Thomas. Turnover Cubs into the open. C.J. Jones on the outlet pass from Thomas. Lays it up and in. 6-5 our score. Wasman down 1. 5:08 remaining in the first.
And even they don't look like they're even looking for anybody else except Jones.
Here's University High. Half-court set. Man-to-man defensively. Graves, three-pointer in the air. Knocked it down right in front of Caesar.
That's a nice play.
9-5 our score after the Graves three-pointer. 4:47 remaining in the first quarter. Here's C.J. Jones walking it up for Wasman. Gardner checking him at the top. C.J. Jones blows right by. My goodness, left-handed layup.
That's two that he's made that I don't know how he got the shot off.
Jones able to convert there. 9-7 our score early on. 4:30 remaining in the first. University High leading. Here's John Jones III, top of the key. Fires it back near side to Jalen Johnson with a big left.
Yeah,
he strokes a three-pointer behind the perimeter, 12-7. Johnson's first three-pointer of the evening. We'll have a substitution timeout. Coming off the bench for Wasman will be Nick Qualls, and Spencer Mays will sub in for Robert Gardner. They'll try Mays on C.J. Jones now defensively, who's really been able to do anything he's wanted here early on. 12-7 our score. University High leading. Here's Wasman in a half-court set. Jones here on the near side. Checked by Mays, but he stepped out of bounds off of his pivot and turned it over.
Last possession, Comanche left on the screen for some reason. He left Jalen Johnson. I know the coach didn't want him to do that.
Here's a turnover. Steal by Zach Smith to the rim. Up, took it at Marshall Graves and laid it in.
Well built. He's a junior.
Here's Mays.
Travel.
Off the inbounds. Ooh. They'll get a foul before the travel. They have a blocking foul called on Caesar. It may be his second. Let's see who they get the foul on. They're going to call it on Zach Smith. A couple more subs coming in for Wasman. Big fellow Ladarius Thomas subbing in along with Jalen Natt. Nat's a sophomore, averages 4 per game. Here's Graves firing in underneath the Cub basket to Jones. Jones up top, Sims with an elbow shot, no good. Boarded by C.J. Jones of Wasman. Wildcats will jog it up here as Jones crosses
to pick him up.
The logo. Spencer Mays checks him. They get it off to Caesar, who buries a three-pointer right in John Jones' face. We're knotted up, 12 apiece. 3:22 left in the first quarter. Here comes Marshall Graves.
They're
dribbling it up.
Spread them out here. They're going to try to spread out Wasman.
John Jones off the handoff to the rim. He's fouled in the process. He'll be able to go to the free throw line and shoot two here. So stop and play at the 3:10 mark of the first quarter. They get a foul. Fourth team foul that time on Wasman. Jalen Natt subs into the game as he picks up his first. John Jones, the talented junior for the Cubs, steps to the free throw line averaging 7 points per game, and knocks down the first one. Cubs up one, 13-12.
New High, Coach Spencer wanted to spread them out and penetrate, which is a good thing because Wassman's picking them up so tight up when they bring it past half court that New High's guards ought to be able to just go straight to the basket.
Jones knocks both free throws down, and he'll be subbed in for by Eric Reed, the young sophomore who played really well in his first state tournament as he got some action in the state semifinals against St. Louis Catholic on Wednesday night. Here's Reed checking Caesar. Handoff to C.J. Jones, and they got the mismatch as Jones was changed and swapped on Sims, but Jones walked with it. C.J. Jones walked with it right when he got it back, so turnover on the Wildcats. It'll be Cub basketball in front of their own bench. 2:52 remaining in the first quarter. University High leading by two, 14-12 over Wassman. First quarter action here on the campus of McNeese State University. Here's Marshall Graves and the Cubs setting up a half-court offense. Mays wanted to hit Graves off the cut but turned it over. C.J. Jones to the rim, left-handed finish, rattled out off the front of the rim, and Wade Sims picked it up, but there's a ball on the ground, loose ball. Wow, quick whistle there by the official as they called the tie-up. Possession arrow stays with Wassman. The ball was on the ground being fought for when the whistle was blown for the jump ball. Either way, it'll be Wassman basketball here on this end. Jones off a curl cut, throws up a three-pointer, no good. Spencer Mays able to get the long rebound and fires the outlet pass to Jalen Johnson. Johnson not able to control it. It's kicked out of bounds by the Wildcats. It'll be University High basketball under their own goal. Here comes Robert Gardner, John Jones subbing in for Eric Reed and Spencer Mays. 2:21 left in the first quarter. Cubs up 14-12. Graves showing, throwing it in.
Oh, I tell you what, that's already five whistles.
Under their own basket, Jones, C.J. Jones called for a hold there. Fifth foul on Wassman here in the first quarter. Inbounds to Sims, fouled in the process, laid it up and in. They got Qualls that time on Wassman, who slapped the hand of Sims as he went up for the layup off the inbounds play. Sims made the bucket. He'll have a chance to complete a three-point play.
Right now, Coach Spencer wants to avoid getting into an up-and-down game because it's been sloppy the last couple of minutes.
A little offense-defense substitution here for Coach Spencer as he sends Mays and Reed back into the game for Gardner and Jones. Reed will check the ball here as Caesar walks it up for Wassman. Reed will force him left. Here comes a ball screen to the top where Wade Sims hangs out and doubles the ball. Caesar dribbles out of it, drops it off to Qualls. Qualls no good on the layup. Ball being scrambled for. Big fella Thomas for Wassman picks it up.
He knocked Spencer Mays out with his rear end that time and to get the ball.
Caesar up top, drops it off to C.J. Jones, who's guarded by Mays. 45 feet away from the rim. Here's Jones, makes his move, splits the defense.
No help by Eric Reed.
Right-handed layup, up and in by Jones. 17-14. Our score, University High up. 90 seconds left here in the first quarter. Marshall Graves back up top, Spencer Mays. Mays being harassed defensively. Gets it into Johnson. Johnson spins to his strong hand to his left side. Puts up a teardrop, but has it rattle in and out. Qualls, the big fella for Wassman.
They need boards to go it while Sims is in the backcourt.
Here comes Caesar. Quickness into the corner to C.J. Jones. Shot fake, gets up, blocked by Reed. Ball being scrambled for. Wassman picks up the loose ball. C.J. Jones here near side, guarded by Graves. Goes baseline, right-handed dribble. Hits the cutting man. Thomas had it blocked, no good. Qualls tried to go back up with the offensive board, had it rattle out. Marshall Graves grabs it for University. Here comes the Cubs, pushing the pace to Mays. Layup, up and in. Under a minute, Spencer Mays catches the pass for Marshall Graves. Go baseline, two dribbles, and able to convert. 19-14, our count. University High leading Wassman as we play under 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Pretty finger roll that time.
Anthony Caesar isolated, guarded by Eric Reed right in front of us. Caesar and Reed again away from the basket. Reed forces him left. Top of the key, handoff. Mays picks it away, saves it. Into Caesar, into C.J. Jones, drops it to Qualls. Layup, rattles in. 12 seconds left in the first. 19-16 our score. University High leading. Here comes
rush.
Marshall Graves.
Oh, nice.
Crosses the logo. Drops it off to Jalen Johnson from 35 feet. Johnson knocks it down. The buzzer will sound at the end of one with the Cubs up 22-16 after the senior lefty stepped right into one as Marshall Graves set him up there at the end of the first quarter. State championship basketball down here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Burton Coliseum, where the University High Cubs lead the Wasman Wildcats 22-16 after one. We're back with the second 8 minutes on the other side, 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Tradition,
family,
pride,
excellence in every endeavor.
What does U High mean to you? In the 2015-2016 school year, U High will commemorate 100 years, and we want you, alumni, students, family, friends, faculty, all of you to be a part of that celebration. Visit ULS100.org and reconnect. Ensure you know about upcoming centennial events. Remember, you are the U in U High.
104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton
Rouge. Let's start the second quarter here down at Burton Coliseum in McNeese State University right here on the campus. Cubs leading after one, 22-16 over Wasserman. Class 3A state championship basketball. Jordy Collada, Ari Fisher, Ryan Kennedy. John Jones and University will control it to start the second. Here's Eric Reed, top of the key, into Johnson. Hits a cutting Mays baseline. Mays not able to finish on the layup. Sims gets the offensive board, goes up. He was fouled. Had the ball rattle around the rim, but roll out. So he'll have two, as that foul right there will put the Cubs into the bonus for the remainder of the half, as that's the 17th foul on Wasserman. Sims hits the first. 23-16 our score. University High leading. That foul was called on Will Gray, the junior defender for Wasserman.
Sims on that play was able to get between three of them. He didn't go over their back. He just kept going for the ball while the Wasserman kids watched.
Sims misses the first. 23-16 now our score. Here's C.J. Jones and Wasserman on the other end. Fires a pass over a cutting Gray that time as the Wildcats turn it over. The Cubs basketball right in front of their own bench. Eric Reed, the sophomore, dribbling it up for the Cubs as he'll cross the logo on the left side. Ball screen coming up by Wade Sims, where Reed will go right off of it, get right to the rim and lay it up and in. Nice move by the sophomore. 25-16 now as the Cubs up nine with 7:11 left here in the second quarter.
This is about to get away.
C.J. Jones, left side, dribbles in, hits a cutter that time as he found Daryl Comanche. Comanche wasn't able to tap it in. Coming off on the rebound was Gray, who laid it in for Wasserman. 25-18 now our score, with U High leading. Under 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Here's Wade Sims. Jalen Johnson, top of the key, left-handed dribble.
Charge.
Gives it to Mays, but player control foul called before the basket. As Johnson dished it to Mays on a cutting baseline. Kept his momentum flowing, and he ran right into the defender. Johnson's first, Cubs second. 6:40 left here in the first half. Cubs up 25-18 over Wasserman.
Cubs shot 70% that first quarter. Wasserman 58.3. There were 12 turnovers total between the two teams. Each had six.
C.J. Jones, top of the key, drops it off Zach Smith, right side. Smith dribbles right through the double team, goes up for a layup, not able to complete it. Ball being scrambled for. Wade Sims pulls it down. Outlet pass, Jones. Jones, middle of the floor to Mays. Nice job on the break there. Mays couldn't finish it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Whoa.
Got Reed for going over the back, I suppose.
Eric Reed, the sophomore, called for an over the back there. Nice looking transition play there as Mays just had the layup roll out. 25-18, now our score, U High up.
You know, there are times when you just can't use the finger roll and you have to just go Palo.
Here's Caesar, top of the key. drops it to Jones. Jones hits the cutter that time, and Comanche. Comanche controlled the pass. Marshall Graves took it away, lob inside to Sims. Wow, nice pass that time for Graves to put it around the rim where the senior Sims went up and made a play. 27-18, comes back up 9. Here's Caesar. Left-handed dribble to the rim, fouled in the act. Marshall Graves swatted down on him. Caesar will go to the line and shoot 2.
Marshall Graves already has 5 assists. 5 out of the... Yeah, 5. 3 points. 5 assists, 1 steal.
Caesar hits the first. Jalen Johnson, Robert Gardner in. For Wade Sims and Eric Reed. Walls into the game for Wassman as he'll sub in for Ladarius Thomas. Here's Caesar at the line shooting his second. Knocks it down. 27-20 our count. 5:40 left here in the second quarter. University High leading Wassman here in the state championship. Marshall Graves checked by Caesar in the backcourt. Jalen Johnson bringing up for a ball screen. Still harassing Graves. Graves finally gets rid of it, sets up Jalen Johnson for a three-pointer. He doesn't even hit the rim. Splashes it in. Nothing but net there for Johnson on the right side of the perimeter to give the Cubs a 10-point lead. 30-20 now our count. Wassman in the half court. C.J. Jones into the defense.
That's not going to work tonight.
Can't get the call. Missed it. Jalen Johnson, rebound. Here come the Cubs into the front court. Checked by Caesar. Drops it to Graves. Shot fake into the paint. Teardrop. No good. Back iron. C.J. Jones boards it for the Wildcats. Pitches it far side to Caesar. Caesar checked by Jones. Wanted to drop it inside to Qualls, but had it taken away. Going up way high to pull it down is Zach Smith.
That's two on Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson pulled for his second, called for his second, as Zach Smith that time was able to catch the ball off the bounce and go baseline for the layup. Fouled in the act.
Coach Spencer was trying to say it was a push-off.
Smith hits the first. Sims back in the game along with Kyle Rawls. They'll grab Spencer Mays and Jalen Johnson.
Jalen, 11 points. 5 out of 6 from the field.
2 of 2 from behind the arc, yeah.
Deep, good. I mean, he should have got 4 points for that.
All right, Caesar knocks him down. 30-21 our score. Here's Graves at the division line. Checked by Caesar. Near side, Gardner. Gardner steps his defender away. High post, Wade Sims. Free throw line shot too strong. Knocked out of bounds by Robert Gardner and University. So it'll be Wassman basketball with 4:27 left here in the second quarter. Trailing by 8, 30-22 to University here on this Saturday afternoon matchup in the Burton Coliseum for the Class 3A state championship. Here comes C.J. Jones.
He's setting up the screen.
The fission line. Ball screen sends him right off of it. He'll misdirect and go left. Into the paint, right-handed layup, no good. Qualls, offensive board, up, no good. Bounced around, knocked out of bounds, Allen. New high, so it'll be Wildcat basketball under their own hoop. Wildcats get it in. Caesar, top of the key, hits a slipper.
Oh, that's hard.
Slip screen that time by Comanche, but they got him for putting his shoulder down before the layup. So offensive foul. Tough call there. 18 foul for Wassman.
If you got on, I mean, in a state championship, you got to let something like that go.
Here's Graves. Checked at the top. Hand off to Jones. Fires it near side to Graves. Back to Ross. Ross wanted to go inside. Thought twice about it. Hits John Jones off of a screen up top. Pull up just inside the arc. Knocks it down. Nice shot by John Jones the third to give the Cubs another 10-point lead. 32-22. Here comes Caesar pushing the pace. Hands it back out to C.J. Jones. Checked by Robert Gardner. They'll get Kyle Ross in the hedge there on a block. Little hand check. Ross is first. Team sixth. So Zach Smith will throw it in here at the scores table. Ladarius Thomas subs in for Wassman as he grabs Nick Qualls.
Looks like to me Wassman is trying to run people in and out, because in the second half it looks like they're going to try to go with a set five, so they're trying to save some energy.
Foul that time called on John Jones III as he was reaching in. His first, team seventh. So Caesar will be at the line shooting a 1+1.
Other than Johnson, everybody else has one foul.
First of the year, good.
Number two, Anthony Caesar.
Caesar knocks down the first one.
Jones hasn't scored since about the first 4 minutes of the game. He hadn't even got a shot up. He's trying to draw fouls and all that. He's getting out of his game. I think the guy's getting in his head a little bit.
So Caesar hits both of them and puts our score at 32-24. The University High leading. Inside touch for Sims. Left-handed layup up and good. Right over Ladarius Thomas. Lead back up to 10. 34-24. Here comes C.J. Jones. Right at Robert Gardner. Jones attacks the rim that time and creates contact. Gardner called for the foul as Jones will be at the stripe shooting two.
Wassman is doing what you have to do, and that's attack the goal. They're starting to get fouls called, missing their free throws, but if they continue to do that, it might cause a problem for you. UI's not really getting back defensively as good as they usually.
So C.J. Jones misses the first free throw. Here's the second, spinning in the air, and has it rattle out. So no points there off of the foul. 34-24, still our score, with Wassman trailing University High by 10. Caesar called again for another hand check right at the half-court stripe as he was called for the reach-in on Graves. That's the ninth team foul, so it'll still be 1-1 for University, as Graves will have a chance here.
That's not the one you want to foul. 90% foul shooter. That's who you want at the line right there.
John Jones into the game for Kyle Ross. Marshall Graves the line shooting 1+1, knocks the first down. Cubs up 11, 35-24. 2:49 remaining in the second quarter.
56 of 62 this year from the foul line.
57 of 63 knocks down the second one.
And they go, I mean, that's all net. They're clean. No rim. Nothing.
36-24. Cubs up 12. Here's Caesar. Guarded by Jones. Step back three-pointer. No good. Spencer Mays grabs the board. Going to push pace. Pitches it out. Jones thought about a three-pointer. Gets it back to the top. A turnover.
You get a charge here a lot.
Lazy, lazy pass that time by Jones. Creates the turnover. Caesar went up for the layup. Had it block, but Zach Smith able to clean it up and put it in. 36-26. UHigh back up 10 points. Closing in on 2 minutes left here in the first half. Graves pull up three-pointer. Wow. Able to leave the defender behind, and Caesar gets to the arc and pull up and knock down a three to get the lead to 39-26 for University. Under 2 minutes left to play here in the first half.
This is a dangerous time for Wassman.
C.J. Smith, near side to Zach. Zach Smith off the C.J. Jones pass.
That's okay. It was good that Graves didn't pick up a silly foul there. That guy's not going to make that shot all the time.
Graves inside Sims. Wanted to dribble it in, but it'll be a push foul as Spencer Mays that time wanted to turn around for the layup, but Ladarius Thomas shoved him.
Yeah. Or did he? Shoved him about 3 feet.
Cubs will be in the double bonus the rest of the way out here, as that's Wasman's 10th foul. Ladarius Thomas called for his first.
Ladarius might play the line, huh?
Yeah, he looks like he definitely puts pads on in the fall.
Yeah. Nice build and everything.
Mays hits the first. Here's the second. Knocks
that's
it down.
Good. He's a 41% foul shooter. So
Cubs doing a nice job
him.
At the yep. line today.
Great job. They were 5 out of 5 in the first quarter.
41-28 our score. Cubs up big here. Minute 17 left in the second quarter. Caesar Guarded by Jones, left side. Three-pointer in the air. No good by Smith. Boarded by Wade Sims. John Jones, the third, crosses the vision line. Half-court set. Guarded by Casey Jones is John Jones. Went up for a layup, had it blocked. But he went right back up. Spencer Mays was able to clean it up. 43-28 now our score. U High up. John Jones takes it away from Caesar. Into the front court. Drops it near side to Reed. Going up, fouled hard by Caesar. And the Cubs
third.
Playing well. Here off the defensive steal, John Jones got out and running, ran the break, dropped it to Eric Reed. Eric Reed will have a chance for two free throws at the stripe here with the Cubs up 43-28.
This game's getting away from Wasserman. They have to make sure in this last 32 seconds or 36 seconds, whatever it is, that they don't give up more. Right now it's 16. It could be 17 here. They certainly don't want to do something and be down 20.
Reed hits the first. Puts the Cubs up 44-28. Second one in the air. No good. Rattled out. Zach Smith grabs it for Wasserman. Hands it off to C.J. Jones. Jones going to walk it up here. 30 seconds. Left in the half. Jones, left side. Dribble. Right-handed layup. Up and in. My goodness.
Just one pass.
Quick off the bounce. Got into the paint, able to create and finish. 44-30 now. Cubs up 14. Cubs going to hold for one shot. Graves setting them up. 10 seconds. Eric Reed near side. Back to Graves. Three-pointer no good. Being pushed and fought for. Knocked out of bounds by Spencer Mays. The Wasserman basketball with 4 seconds remaining. We're getting into Zach Smith. Smith at the half court line, three-pointer in the air, no good. So 44-30 our score. University High up 14. Class 3A state championship down here at McNeese State University in Burton Coliseum. Cubs up 14 going into the break. Be back with some first half analysis and look forward to the next 16 minutes. It's your morning. It is. Wow. How about that? Class 3A state championship basketball. 44-30 Cubs up. 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Rawson Yerger Insurance is a proud supporter of U-High Athletics. With offices in Baton Rouge, Jackson, Mississippi, and Tupelo, Rawson Yerger is a full-service independent insurance agency that's been in business since 1860. Specializing in commercial property and casualty insurance, as well as group health insurance and employee benefit plans, personal lines of insurance, bonds, and risk management services, Ross and Yerger Insurance can take care of you and your family. Know the possibilities. Ross and Yerger Insurance, a proud supporter of U-High Athletics.
Are you looking for a dentist who specializes in total family care? Dr. Michael J. LeBlanc Family Dentistry in Prairieville does it all. They offer orthodontics, implant dentistry, endodontic, cosmetic, and preventative procedures within one practice conveniently located on Highway 73 between Airline Highway and I-10. The knowledgeable and friendly staff is dedicated to making your dental visit quick and easy. Children of all ages are welcome. You can call them at 744-4567. To make your appointment today, Dr. Michael J. LeBlanc Family Dentistry.
This is Jason Green with Peak Performance Physical Therapy. We know that injuries are just part of an active lifestyle, and that's why our philosophy at Peak Performance is to treat the athlete in everyone. So come by one of our 6 state-of-the-art facilities today and see one of our board-certified clinicians to get you stronger, faster, and better. Ask your doctor for Peak Performance Physical Therapy to get you back in the game of life.
Randy Montevano Seafood and Catering, proud supporter of U-High Athletics, located on Florida Boulevard between Flannery and Sherwood. Montevano Seafood and Catering, family-owned and operated with the freshest seafood selections, dining in or taking out. Ask about delivery. Visit MontevanoSeafood.com to view the catering packages and top-shelf seafood selections. Come pick up party trays on the way to see the Cubs play. Randy Montevano Seafood and Catering. Go Cubs!
Highland Road Animal Hospital offers everything you want for your furry family member, like a hand-selected staff that takes the time to get to know you and your pet. Premium boarding facilities, suites with beds and TVs, vaccines based on lifestyle, and much, much more. Check out Highland Road Animal Hospital on the web at hrah.com or join our Facebook page. 7280 Highland Road, a proud supporter of U High Athletics for 5 years.
As U High prepares for its centennial in the 2015-2016 school year, we would like to recognize our centennial underwriters who are making all of the commemorative events and activities possible. Thank you, Coastal Bridge Company, LLC, the Glenn Big Baby Davis Foundation, Susan and Richard Lipsy, Laura and Mark Aronson, and Wendy Lipsy, Richard and Claire Manship, Sharon Claude and Paige Pennington, Jonathan and Raul Robert, Betsy and Newton Thomas, Gordon and Shannon McKernan, and the Dr. Peter A. Soderberg Memorial Fund. You are the U in U High.
104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Cubs up big here, 44-30 over Wasman High School here at halftime, Burton Coliseum. Down here at McNeese State University, Jordy Collada and Ari Fisher. Cubs through the first 16 minutes, really controlling the pace and tempo of this one. 84% they're shooting from the free throw line. They're able to get there 13 times. They had Wasman in the bonus in the first quarter, Coach, and stayed aggressive offensively. Just bigger and stronger in white today for University.
Yeah, and they're the kids that haven't played in state championship games, Reed and Ross and Marshall Graves, they haven't shown any jitters yet. All of these teams so far have tried to put a lot of pressure on Marshall Graves because I'm not sure he's a true point guard. And it's shaky at times, but so far, I mean, you know, Graves has answered the challenge every time. He has 7 assists in the first half. He had 2 turnovers early and you know, didn't have any more. He's got 8 points, 1 steal, 2 steals, 1 block shot. I mean, this is a heck of a line for him on the score sheet. But it's impressive. It's 11 to 10 on free throws. Sims has 6. But, you know, this team that we're playing is shooting, or the Cubs are playing, they're shooting almost 46% from the field. They shot 70% in the first quarter. Now, the Cubs are shooting close to 65%, so there's not going to be a lot of rebound chances. Wasman made a few critical mistakes, though. They attack the basket and attack the basket and attack the basket, and all of a sudden, U High was in the bonus. Or they had the bonus on U High. Then 3 straight possessions, they stopped attacking. They tried to take contested threes. You know, they didn't. They kind of went away from their plan, and that might be fatigue. It's been a tough week from Wasman, not only with the game against Peabody, but with the rain. And you know, our thoughts are with everybody up there in that part of the state. It's been very hard on them, and they're also playing for not just themselves, but they're playing for their entire community. And they should have another run in them. They were down by 12 at halftime to Peabody and 13 in the beginning of the third quarter. So there's still some basketball to be played, but not if U High shoots 63% from the field.
Yeah, leading for Wasman, Casey Jones Jr. with 11 points. Jones really quick off the dribble and able to get into the paint and put some pressure on the defenders under the block, on the block for University High. He's leading them with 11 points. Zach Smith has 8 points on the night, 2 rebounds for Smith. As Casey Jones also has 2 assists to join his 11 points. Also, Anthony Caesar, who helps out in the backcourt for Wasman, has 7 points. He's got 3 fouls, though. That was one of the storylines to watch in the first half, as Caesar was picking up the basketball, wanted to guard it for almost 94 feet, and Graves was putting a lot of pressure on him, and he got a couple of easy or cheap hand-checking fouls that gave him 2 early ones, and he goes into the halftime with 3 fouls.
And the third one was out of frustration. His quickness is giving U High some problems. Now, U High is able to kind of play through it. When you have kids, you can just throw it to and they'll make a 35-foot shot. But that third foul was a frustration foul, and that was a problem because they were shaky when he was not on the floor.
44-30 our score. University High up, leading Wasman. We'll have more halftime analysis and look towards the second half. We come back here on 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Congratulations, guys. You epitomize the phrase, scholar athletes.
Give me programming, Kenny, please.
In Baton Rouge is a proud Cubs supporter for this athletic season. Star Service takes a different approach to the HVAC service industry. Star Service guarantees an improved environment, improved service, and reduced cost associated with owning and operating air conditioning systems. Search Star Service online at star-service.com or call them at 383-0306. Star Service wishes all the U-High student athletes the best of luck this season. Go Cubs!
Vincent Sotil and the Sotil Law Firm wish the Cubs the best of luck in defending their state championship. Vincent Sotil and his firm are working hard to get their clients the compensation the individual and family deserves. Sotil is working to change the reputation of a lawyer one relationship at a time. Learn more at SotilLawFirm.com. Vincent Sotil, a proud supporter of University High. Go Cubs!
Taylor Porter is a longtime supporter of University High Athletics and University High School. Several of the firm members are alumni of University High, and their children and grandchildren continue that tradition. As a full-service general law practice, our capabilities cover the complete spectrum of civil law, including state and federal trial and appellate practice. Taylor Porter is one of the oldest, largest, and most respected law firms in Louisiana, with a diverse range of local, regional, national, and international clients. Go Cubs!
Gordon McKernan, a proud supporter of Cub athletes, wishes all U-High student athletes the best of luck this season. If you find that you need help after you've been hurt in an accident, please call Gordon McKernan Injury Attorneys at 888-8888 or visit them online at getgordon.com.
Waiting for that perfect sale before you purchase a vehicle? At South Point Volkswagen, we offer an everyday sale where you can enjoy end-of-the-month specials every single day. Special service, great selection, and the best prices offered every day. Volkswagen has more vehicles on the road with more than 100,000 miles than any other brand, servicing the Baton Rouge area for more than 20 years. Airline Highway, 2 miles south of Sherwood, South Point Volkswagen. What's your direction?
Founded in 1961 and headquartered in Baton Rouge, H&E Equipment Services is an equipment company run by equipment people. H&E is the higher standard in equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call H&E today at 877-700-RENT or visit them online at he-equipment.com.
Have you been suffering from nagging pain in the back or neck? Don't let chronic pain keep you from doing the activities you love. Many times physical therapy using a combination of treatment strategies such as therapeutic exercise and manual techniques like tissue mobilization, A-stem, and trigger point needling can return you to a pain-free level of function. If you are having problems, ask your doctor for a prescription to Peak Performance Physical Therapy and contact one of our convenient clinic locations in Baton Rouge, Denham Springs, Dutchtown, or Brule. You can also look us up online at peakphysicaltherapy.com.
U-High alumni, make your memories part of the centennial celebration. We are collecting lab school photos and memorabilia from every decade for both temporary and permanent displays. If you have any treasures to donate or loan, please call Adrian Gale at 578-3148.
104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
All right, back here, halftime. Cubs up 44-30. University High back out here on the floor preparing for the second half. We told you the scoring leaders. For University High, Marshall Graves and Jalen Johnson. Johnson with 11, while Graves has 8. Wade Sims has 10. So Johnson, Graves, and Sims, the leading scorers for the Cubs through the first 16 minutes. On the other side, C.J. Jones, Casey Jones leading Wassman with 11 points as Zach Smith's chipped in 8. Anthony Caesar has 7 points in the first half. And it's been personnel for Wassman that's just running into trouble and just not enough fight here with the Cubs, who have been clicking through the first 16 minutes. And really, Coach and I were talking about in the last segment, free throws have been able to stay aggressive, and they're converting once they get to the stripe.
Yeah, they're outscoring Wassman 11-7 from the foul line and 15-3 from the three-point line. And if Wassman would have cut that in half, they'd be within about 5 or 6 points. This first few minutes is incredibly important for Wassman. Against Peabody, they were faced with the same situation. They methodically came back. They didn't do it all at once. They ramped up their defense and came back basket at a time. But U-High shooting a lot better than Peabody did.
And right now, having seen Peabody, I'm not sure that they would compete with U-High. I don't think they compete with U-High right now.
University High looking to make history in the athletic program here over the next 16 minutes of playing action. If they can stay the lead and stay the course, for the first time in University High basketball history, they will have three-peat state champs, as this Cub program are the defending back-to-back state championship winners in this division, is looking for their third straight. That's never been done in the history of University High basketball. Coach Joe Spencer and the Cubs have a chance to stake their name deep inside of the record books that'll last a long time over there in the rich tradition of the basketball program at University High. We'll have the call for you when we come back, as the Cubs lead 44-30 over Wasserman at half with a ring on the line. 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
98, 99, 100. In 2015, U-High will commemorate 100 years, and we want you, alumni, students, family, friends, faculty, staff, all of you, to be a part of the celebration. Visit lsufoundation.org/U-High and reconnect. Remember, you are the U in U-High.
A proud sponsor of Cub Athletics, Corson Nickel is a bipartisan governmental relations and issues management firm based in Baton Rouge and founded in 2001. Bud Corson and Jim Nickel have over 60 years of combined experience in Louisiana government and politics. Corson Nickel incorporates strategy, access, and communication in their proven successful approach to government relations. Services include public affairs, communications, media outreach, coalition building, grassroots, and grasstops organizing. Corson Nickel. Go Cubs!
Highland Road Animal Hospital offers everything you want for your furry family member, like a hand-selected staff that takes the time to get to know you and your pet, premium boarding facilities, suites with beds and TVs, vaccines based on lifestyle, and much, much more. Check out Highland Road Animal Hospital on the web at hrah.com or join our Facebook page. 7280 Highland Road, a proud supporter of U-High Athletics for 5 years.
104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Second half action set to begin here down from McNeese State University in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as we bring you third quarter action of state championship basketball here between University High and the Wasserman Wildcats, where the Cubs up 44-30 to start the second half.
Wasserman probably needs to get a basket here. U-High starting their trap. It's a jump ball. That is not how Wasserman wanted it. One pass, jump ball. They've given away their advantage having the ball at the beginning of the second half.
So a tie ball will turn the ball right over to University High to start this third quarter up 14. Stop the clock at 7:54. Here is the Cubs inbound. It's Caesar checking Marshall Graves right at the logo. Graves spins right off of it. Jalen Johnson back up top to John Jones. Gardner inside Sims. High, low, interior there. As Sims spun inside. Quick foul. Go to the line, shoot two.
As is habit with University High teams, Coach Spencer drew up a quick hitter, flawlessly executed, and Ladarius Thomas clotheslined Sims that time so he wouldn't get the shot off.
So Sims hits both, puts the Cubs up 16.
Here comes the trap. This is what U-High's trying to break it open right now.
46-30. Caesar and Jones in the backcourt get out of the trap to Zach Smith into the paint. Jumper, no good. Controls his own. Bounced around. Robert Gardner will pick it up. Here comes Graves. Pitch ahead. Jalen Johnson to the rim. Left-handed layup. Bounces around. No good. Being fought for. Still being batted around for. Here's Zach Smith and Wasserman. Can't control it. Graves took it away from him. Set up Sims, who knocked it down from 4 feet. Wade Sims puts the Cub up 18. Look out. 48-30, yeah. Our score.
Wasserman might want to use a timeout here.
Two-guard front back here with Zach Smith and Caesar. They get past the pressure at the division line. Smith hurls up a three-pointer but had it blocked by Gardner. Sims controls it to Graves. Pitch ahead. Johnson, three-pointer splash. Better get one. Timeout called by Wassman as Jalen Johnson steps into a three and puts the Cubs up 51-30. I don't know if the Cubs could have started any better here in the third quarter. Exactly what you asked for there at your halftime report, Coach. Get out to a fast start.
Yeah, they still 20. I think one or two more possessions, and this is gonna come ugly. Wassman has yet to get a shot off. The one shot they did get off was blocked. The same kid twice got a rebound and tried to dribble out of it and turned it over both times. They can't solve the trap because of University High's length, which has been the case all season with any team. And it's a couple of possessions away.
6:45 left here in the third quarter. Cubs have busted this thing open, 51-30. State championship and jewelry on the line here. Third straight in a row looking for Coach Joe Spencer and the Cub program. Here comes C.J. Jones and Wassman up here to Caesar, knocked away by Gardner, but taken back away by Caesar, who sets up C.J. Jones for a long three-pointer.
Yeah.
Spins in and out.
That would have gone the other night. You see, magic isn't quite there.
Sims grabs the rebound. Graves, pitch ahead into Johnson. Teardrop, good. Jalen Johnson knocks it down. 53-30, Cubs up 23 here. C.J. Jones into the corner. Smith held in. John Jones called for the hold, foul, count the basket.
He's looking at the referee. He pulled the guy down.
Jones second, team second. Zach Smith converts the three-point play.
Now Wassman's going to press a little bit.
Here comes pressure by the Wildcats. Jones on the inbounds.
Sometimes UI has some problems with this. Not right now, though.
Splits it all the way with the pass. Pitch ahead. Sims thought, or Joe Spencer thought Sims was pushed. He couldn't convert the dunk. They wanted offensive goaltending on this end after the block, but here's Caesar. Three-pointer in the air for Wassman. No good. Thomas knocks it up. Boarded by Jones, who pitches it out to Graves. Graves pushing the pace. Jalen Johnson steps into a three. Wow. Short.
Caesar. That was a heat check.
Long rebound. Out to Jones. Jones pulls it out, drives baseline into the paint.
Oh, what
right-handed
a move.
Scoop shot up and in.
Oh, what a move.
Scoop shot for C.J. Jones is good. 53-35 now our score. Cubs up. Lob other end. Sims flushes it. Gardner breaks the press with the dribble and puts one up in the air to Sims, who goes way up to grab it and flushes it down. 55-35. Cubs up 20. 5 minutes remaining in the third. Caesar right off the ball screen into the corner. C.J. Jones, three-pointer good. Jones knocks it down.
That was the easiest shot he's taken all night. His degree of difficulty in some of these shots is amazing.
Cubs doing a nice job breaking the pressure as they get it into the front court. Here's Graves, sets up Gardner, 19-footer, rattles in and out. Graves able to grab the offensive rebound, up, put back, good. 57-38. Cubs up big here, 4:25 remaining in the third quarter.
Wassman's trying to get aggressive defensively, and the Cubs are just going right past him.
Caesar, pull-up jump shot at the elbow, no good. Offense tried to save in that time by Comanche. Can't get it as Jalen Johnson pulls it in. Johnson, right-handed dribble, will bring it into the front court. Gets it past the timeline.
Weakness.
Checked up top by Smith. Into the corner to Sims. Smith up top. Timeout called by the bench.
That's a good timeout. He needed it. Johnson was trying to go one-on-one. He was dribbling the ball a lot, not moving anywhere with it. That's something he's going to correct on the next level.
30-second timeout by University High with their lead here, 57-38, down at McNeese State Championship Basketball. Appreciate all our supporters of the broadcast all season, whether it was through football or basketball season with University. Another very successful athletic season here on the radio with our partnership with the Cubs is state semifinal berth in football with Coach Chad Mahaffey and their crew off the heels of last season's state championship. And here's Joe Spencer and the basketball program playing for their third straight title here this afternoon in Lake Charles. And with 3:54 remaining in the third quarter, they're up big, 57-38 over Wasman. Off the inbounds pass, Graves throws it directly in to Sims, who goes up over the rim to drop it in with his left hand. Nice play there, 59-38, Cubs up.
UHI does that after every timeout when it's on the side, and right now nobody's stopped it all season. It's unbelievable.
Caesar got into the paint, had it knocked away by Sims. Here comes the Cubs out and running, drop it back to Johnson. Teardrop was fouled in the process. Three-point opportunity now for the big senior as he'll step to the free throw line and try to convert. Eric Reed subbing in for John Jones. Johnson at the free throw line with one.
Coach Spencer can name the score right now. He can play it however he wants to, and he can pretty much say, "Now we want to score 70 tonight. They want to take it. He can do whatever he wants." That's the position they're in right now.
62-38 after Jalen Johnson knocks down the three-point play. Under 3:30 left here in the third quarter. Here's C.J. Jones up the right side of the floor. Fouled by Sims, who came up hard on a hedge there for the screen and just ran into the ball. And C.J. Jones there with the body. They'll get him for a block. Sims first, team second.
That's something Sims is going to have to work on as well. He doesn't hedge very well. In high school, they won't take advantage of it, but in the SEC, they sure will. So I'm sure he'll be coached properly on it next year.
Into the paint, Zach Smith blocked away by Jalen Johnson. Pitch ahead from Spencer Mays to Reed. Reed able to finish there at the rim, up 64-38. Under 3 minutes left here in the third quarter, Cubs rolling. C.J. Jones walks it up for Wasman, guarded by Reed. Near side here, ball will go in to Jalen Natt. Natt gets it into Thomas, blocked out by Johnson. Now he hits the ground. It's got to be a walk. It is.
Yeah, he tried to pass the ball 1 foot to the other guy on the line. It was a good idea, but he needed to be about 4 feet away.
The turnover there off the travel will give Cubs the basketball and give the Cubs the basketball back with 2:35.
In the last seven top 28 games that the lab school has played in, the last seven, you guys won six of them, and the average margin of victory in those six games is 20 points.
University has a 76% winning percentage
of teams that played 20 more games all time.
At the top 28, not bad. That number includes some of the games reeled off by my broadcast partner and his crew, Glenn Davis, Garrett Temple, who got two state championship rings in their 4 years.
Coach Furr, Gerald Furr, the first state championship his teams won. In the state championship game, they won it by 30, I think, over Plaisance. Oliver Brown, who was incredibly athletic. He was a taller version of Sims and, you know, couldn't be stopped.
In that 86 Final 14?
Yeah. Oliver stayed 5 years at LSU, and he was a very key role player on that 84 Final 14. 86.
C.J. Jones and Wasman into the paint here, driving in, no good. Foul called on Jalen Johnson.
No, Reed.
They got Reed for the push. Third team foul for the Cubs. Reed second, 2:12 left here in the third quarter.
19-8 this quarter.
Jones hits the first. Subbing in for Wasman will be Will Gray. Gray onto the floor for Zach Smith.
At this point, Wasman is going to have to do something that might have never been done in the history of the top 28 in terms of this sort of deficit.
Here comes the Cubs out and running. Foul going up that time. Johnson was pulled down. He'll shoot two. Nat called for his second, team's fourth. What a senior season for Jalen Johnson to come back off of a sophomore year in which he battled injury.
Serious injury. Yeah. I mean, a knee.
Reconstructive knee surgery. Junior year, you could tell he took a little time to get his knee and his feeling back underneath him. He had a solid junior year, but here in his senior year, he's had an all-state type campaign where
player of the year type deal.
Regularly been the best player on the floor.
It started at that Brule game. Remember the run?
Yeah. The first game we called all year.
Yeah, I mean, he...
What, he had 20, 23, 28
in
the first?
In a quarter, yeah. I mean, he was making shots.
Falling away.
Yeah, I mean, that was above and beyond what he's been doing, but he's been steady all year. He shot close to 50% in district from the three-point line, 39% on the season, and I would venture to guess that that has gone up in the two games here. He made 63-point shots on the year. That's the most on the team.
Speaking of the SEC, the officials have gotten a little whistle happy here.
Yeah.
Minute 46 left in the third. Here comes the Cubs out and running off a turnover. Spencer Mays goes up and lays it in. 70-39. Cubs get to the 70 mark here in the third quarter with 90 seconds left to play. C.J. Jones pull up at the free throw line, knocks it down. Jones is an impressive player, junior. Look out for him next season as he'll be one of the guys talked about a lot in this state. 70-41. Now our score here. Cubs up over Wasp and turnover by Johnson. Trying to break the pressure. Here's Nat. Goes at Johnson, who swats it away.
I can't believe he did that with a man standing on the other side.
Spencer Mays lob. Sims underneath. Big senior swinging from the rim there as he throws it down off the alley-oop to give the Cubs a 72-41 lead.
43 points by Johnson and Sims. 41 by Wasp.
Here's C.J. Jones, left-handed dribble. Wow. Cheap foul that time.
I didn't see any contact.
I didn't either. They got Jalen Johnson that time for a push. Fifth team foul. Third foul on Johnson. Put C.J. Jones at the line, shooting two, hits the first. Here's Robert Gardner who will grab Johnson.
This whole season, if you wanted to get U-High, you had to do it in the second quarter. And tonight, in the biggest venue, U-High didn't let that happen. In fact, they extended the lead by 6 points. They have 22-14.
Jones hits each. My goodness, man. Come on. My goodness. Referee calls a foul off the inbounds. Looks like Spencer Mays caught one in the wrong spot below the belt. Getting Nat for the foul.
Either that or he's holding his hand. He's holding his shooting hand because I didn't see it.
So while the training staff checks out Spays, they'll take him back to the locker room. Another whistle. My goodness, man.
Melissa Sorrells. Been the trainer for U-High for about 5 years. She's one of the best in the business. Keeps them healthy and keeps them going and doesn't let them play when they're hurt.
Jalen Nat called for another foul there, holding in the backcourt. Got us an SEC officiating crew here. Wants to know, has to make sure everybody sees them. We got you guys. We see
11 you. Fouls in 7 minutes.
Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. Another foul called here. On Nat, fifth. Nat's out.
Middle of third quarter.
Team seventh foul, so Cubs in the bonus the rest of the way. Sims will be at the line.
Nat had one foul at halftime.
Here's Sims. First one up and good. Shot two in the air, splashes in. So 74-43 our score, 40 seconds remaining here in the third quarter.
Yeah, when Anthony Caesar got his third foul, that's when things start going downhill.
C.J. Jones just pulled up from the logo right at the Cowboy and knocked it down. Three-pointer from way out, 74-46. Jones has some range. turnover. Jones steps in the passing lane, goes at Graves, lays
it
up.
Can't believe that one in.
C.J. Jones here, five straight points.
The Russian judge gave him an 8.2 on that one.
6 seconds, 5 seconds, third quarter. Robert Gardner trying to step back. Three-pointer, no good. There it is. There's the buzzer. 74-48, last 8 minutes of the season. When we return here, Cubs up big. State championship, Class 3A on the line. 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Do you have chronic knee or foot pain which is affecting your day-to-day activities? Common injuries range from sprains and strains to torn cartilage, tendonitis, and arthritis. Don't let these problems keep you from enjoying the activities you love. Ask your doctor to send you to Peak Performance Physical Therapy. Our highly skilled and experienced physical therapists will assess your problem and establish a treatment plan designed to get you pain-free and back to your activities. Remember, when physical therapy is what you need, demand the best. Ask for Peak Performance by name.
104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
All right, set to give you fourth quarter action here of Class 3A State Championship Basketball. 74-48, our score here, University High leading Wassman. As we travel into the final 8 minutes of the season, coming up for the nightcap here over at Burton Coliseum down here in Lake Charles. Bossier will take on Washington Marion. This place starting to fill up. There will not be a seat left in the arena tonight as Washington Marion here, the local team out of Lake Charles, and want to send a thought that we have for our listeners, whether you're catching the game with us up in the Monroe area, listening for the Wassman side, or if there's anybody up in the Bossier Shreveport area who's battled the weather over the last 72 hours, the images and video and B-roll that's come from that area of the state is frightening. Our thoughts and prayers are with the people of North Louisiana tonight. Start the fourth quarter, 74-48, Cubs up big. University High will have it here in the half court. Caesar checking Marshall Graves, 40 feet away from the basket. Graves spins right, left alone in the paint, knocks it down. Nice job by Graves. To Caesar and C.J. Jones, Wassman, near side, three-pointer in the air, no good by Rayshon Robinson. Offensive board, put back, no good by Qualls, but Comanche able to get in and drop it in. 76-50 now, our score. Eric Reed going up off the dish by John Jones. C.J. Jones, second foul, team's eighth. Eric Reed, the line, shooting two. Knocks down the first.
Second and goal, number 20, Jalen Johnson.
Johnson back into the game for Robert Gardner. Reed misses the second, makes the first. 77-50, our score. Here comes Caesar and Jones. Caesar to the rim, goes at Graves, no good. Boarded by Sims. Pitch ahead by Johnson, taken away by C.J. Jones. Here goes C.J. to the rack. They're going to get block foul on John Jones there. Team's sixth. Jones third, team six.
30-18 that third quarter. Cubs still shooting 65% from the field, 90% from the foul line, 67% from three-point range.
C.J. Jones misses the first.
Wassman 78%, and they're at 49% from the field. It's the three-point shots and 12 turnovers. Five by Casey Jones Jr., three by Comanche. UI has 23 assists with Marshall Graves getting 12 of them, an unusual double-double.
Will Gray into the game for Wassman. Run out here for University High, no good.
12 points and 10 assists. 22 points and 10 assists. 10 rebounds for Sims. So two people with a double-double, when you have that and you only have 10 turnovers, you had six in the first quarter, so you played two quarters and only had four turnovers, the score is going to be what it should be, which is 25-point or 25-point route.
Under 6 minutes left here. Foul away from the ball.
That's on Jones.
Holding on John Jones. Spencer Mays will be at the scores table to sub in for Jones. 1-1 for Robinson. Spencer Mays into the game for Jones. First one good. Six minutes left in our broadcast here as Robinson knocks down the second. Sub at the table, Will Gray.
Checking in for the Wildcats, number 10, Will Gray.
Little offense defense here for Gray and Robinson. Gray going to try to check Marshall Graves here as Graves shakes him up in the backcourt. They'll split defenders and get it across the timeline. Left-handed dribble to the rack, another foul. We'll stop it as Graves will go to the line and shoot two.
The only time in the playoffs when University struggled was in the first half against, not really because you know they weren't good, they were going to win that game, but the first half against De La Salle. And the reason they struggled was because Marshall Graves had to sit out for about 6 minutes of that quarter. And all of a sudden, University High couldn't do anything. They couldn't get the ball inside. They had trouble finding Jalen Johnson. And I don't think people realize just what a catalyst he's been this year.
So Graves knocks down the free throws to put Cubs up 79-53. 5:40 left here in the contest.
That was a nice play.
Three-pointer into the corner by Robinson. No good. Boarded by Jalen Johnson. Here comes the Cubs. Out and running. Johnson harassed, double team, gets it up top to Graves. He'll pull it out and set it up.
It's time to try to run some clock here.
Guarded by C.J. Jones, over to Eric Reed.
Ooh, yep.
Wanted to throw it inside.
Johnson moved up on the block, and Reed threw it to where he thought Johnson was going to be. The reason he did, he didn't see it before he threw the ball. Good idea, but you know, poorly executed.
Caesar and Wassman, C.J. Jones spins baseline, goes left hand up and good.
C.J. Jones.
26 points, nobody else has more than seven.
Graves, across the division line, guarded by Robinson, comes back right side, spins left, goes up, fouled in the process by Caesar, he'll have two.
I got to tell you, he's a nice player, Jones is. He was stuck on 9 points for a long, long time, and that's when UHI made the run. He didn't start scoring again until University was about 28, 30 points ahead. So he has some points, and that's great, but they're not, I don't want to say meaningful. Yeah, they were not meaningful in terms that it didn't affect the scoring. The score either stayed the same or it might have gone up a bit. But he also didn't get a lot of help.
Two for Graves puts the Cubs up 81-55 here. C.J. Jones will let the ball roll up as he'll pick it up with 4:50 left here. Try to get it in underneath. Graves knocks it away.
Can't throw it 35 feet and look before you do it against the press. I mean, against the half-court trap, which has been just deadly all season.
Caesar and Graves can't get the ball in as UHI able to convert. Pitch ahead, Spencer Mays, good pass there. Caesar had it ripped out by Reed. Cubs up and running, another run out for Spencer Mays. 85-55, Cubs up 30.
Now we got four people in double figures.
C.J. Jones, no good. Graves able to wrap it in. Pulls down the rebound, out and sprinting. over to Reed.
Oh.
No good on the layup. Mays, no good. Johnson able to tap it back in. Cubs up 32, 87-55. Timeout. Wassman, take it with him. Cubs up 87-55. 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Randy Montevano Seafood and Catering, proud supporter of U-High Athletics, located on Florida Boulevard between Flannery and Sherwood. Montevano Seafood and Catering, family-owned and operated with the freshest seafood selections, dining in or taking out. Ask about delivery? Visit MontevanoSeafood.com to view the catering packages and top-shelf seafood selections. Come pick up party trays on the way to see the Cubs play. Randy Montevano Seafood and Catering. Go Cubs!
104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Cubs in the hunt for their third straight state title, and they can feel it here as they're up 32, 87-55. With 4:03 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Wassman, three-pointer in the air. Robinson, no good. Mays pitches it ahead to Johnson.
Oh.
And it picked away by C.J. Jones. Here comes Wassman.
I don't know how he made that one.
C.J. Jones lays it up and in. Brings it back to 30. Left-hand Sims. Flush. Big one by Wade there as he throws it down, 89-57.
Very quiet 24 points.
Johnson's got 25. Wade's got 24. Here's Wassman. Had it taken away with Sims. Pitch it ahead. No good. Robinson able to take it away. C.J. Jones into the corner. Robinson, another three-point attempt. Good. Sophomore knocks it down, Rayson Robinson. 89-60 now, 29-point lead for University. Under 3 minutes. Wade Sims, handoff, Mays. Far side, Graves in the corner, three-pointer no good. Boarded by, knocked off of Wassman.
Rayson Robinson is averaging 0.4 points a game. He's a 6-foot freshman. Looks pretty good. Getting valuable experience, because next year he'll have to be out there with Casey Jones Jr. Because they're returning. Zach Smith is returning. Comanche is only a sophomore. So the most of their people are coming back.
He's a good player, Nick Qualls.
Yeah, that's right. He's a sophomore.
2:44 remaining here. C.J. Jones going to walk it up for Wassman. Cubs going to take home their third straight state title. Underneath, nice drop-off pass from Jones that time to Chris Johnson, who lays it up and in.
You look at him, you don't think he can play. And then he just goes past you. He's got a good first step, and he understands angles.
Jalen Johnson. Step back, my goodness. Jalen Johnson with a step back three-pointer there. 92-62.
And the
Robinson,
freshman.
The freshman, yep. Comes back and answers. Approaching the two-minute mark. Sean Comanche checking the ball in Graves. Reach foul on Comanche.
Sean Comanche's a 6'2" guard senior, averaging 2 points a game. His father helps coach Daryl Comanche. Daryl Comanche Jr. is a 6'4" sophomore, 9 points a game, 7 rebounds. So Walsman doesn't have to replace much. Two players, Caesar, that's going to be hard to replace. Ladarius Thomas, that's 14 points a game. U-High will have to replace 70% of their scoring from the senior.
U-High will look drastically different next season when they take the floor for the first time. You'll see familiar faces like Spencer Mays and John Jones and Eric Reed. But we'll be gone, Jalen Johnson and Wade Sims, who have meant so much.
And Graves.
To this three-state championship run.
And Robert Gardner.
Gardner, of course. Here's Sims, sees an opening, gets to the rim where he's fouled by Thomas.
Hey, what, Ladarius has gotten his money's worth tonight. Yep. You will not drive to the goal on Ladarius.
His third.
Seems like six. Each foul could have been called for two.
Cubs with the double bonus, the way out. Sims knocks it down, 95-65, back to 30-point lead for University. The Washington Marion crowd starting to filter in here at Burton Coliseum as the 4A title game set up for tonight between Bossier and Washington Marion. Here, the local team.
Coach Spencer still in his trap, 1-3-1 trap.
Closing in on a minute. C.J. Jones, Robinson outside, no good. Whistle underneath.
I don't know about that one.
I mean, my goodness, man. My goodness.
17 fouls this half.
My goodness.
Only six this quarter, though.
Playing catch up here in the last minute.
Yeah, he's going to put in Robert Gardner, senior.
Officials tonight, Marvin Belson, Craig Tyler, and Trey Pittman. Howard Moore, of course, out there as well. Jones at the free throw line. Cubs looking to score 100.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to let his seniors finish this out. They're just going to play straight man here. I don't blame them. They've done so much for this program. He's got four starters in. He's got five starters in.
98-65.
Wants them on the floor.
1 minute remaining. Under a minute.
Yeah, see, Wasserman doesn't want them to get the 100 points. Wasserman has, you know, they don't want UHI to score 100 in a state championship game.
98-65. Both fan bases on their feet.
Okay. C.J. Jones is going to shoot this ball. You think he's not going to?
Oh, yeah, he's probably going to make it, too.
That's what I know. From, there's 30 seconds left. He is 45 feet from the basket. Practicing dribbling it low with his left hand.
Ten seconds. C.J. Jones wiping tears away from his eyes as he dribbles the ball out.
Dribble it out.
At half court. 98-65. Cubs win their third straight. Mayhem on the bench. A lot of celebration, exuberation for the University High Cubs. Congratulations to Joe Spencer, Jill White, and the entire administration over at University as they take home yet another state title for Coach Spencer and the Cubs. Everybody over at University High that we mentioned, including assistant coaches Matt Piku, Eric Reed, Micah Green, and Randall Robertson. Frank Luciano, the principal, University High Cubs, third state championship, Coach.
Speaks for itself. They've done something that has never been done before. They've done it with class. Joe Spencer has done it without any sort of ego. And they've earned it, and they deserve every plaudit or accolade they receive.
Cubs roll, third straight state championship. Great to be on the call all season long. Appreciate everybody out there for interacting and listening. And for most of all, the sponsors and supporters of the broadcast, for Ryan Kennedy, back in the studio, Coach Ari Fisher right here to the right side of me all season long on the color. I'm Jordy Collada signing off for the final time of this 2015-2016 University High basketball season as the Cubs wrap it up with another state championship ring. 104.5, 104.9, ESPN Baton Rouge.
104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge wants you to know that the 5th Annual Terracon Golf Tournament is coming up April 11th. It's a benefit for CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates Association, and you get the details by visiting their website, casabr.org.